Right now, we're going to get a look at the agricultural weather. We're joined live by meteorologist Drew Limmer. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning. It looks like we've got ourselves a beautiful start to the day in most places. Some clouds are down along the Ohio River in southern Ohio back into Kentucky, southernmost parts of Indiana. Everybody else seems to have mostly fair conditions. We have winds that are a little bit varied across the region. It looks like the temperatures are in the upper 60s, lower 70s. A little bit on a steamy start here this morning, I suppose. The dew points are all very high. And if we had any disturbances coming into the region right away, we would probably get a little bit of rain to fall. But that's the problem, looks like, as we go forward through this next 5 to 7 days. There will be a very limited amount of incentive for significant rain to fall across the region. We will have high pressure dominating a big part of the area as we go forward through this next several days, and that's going to very much limit the amount of precipitation that can fall across the region, and certainly looks at this point in time that most areas will experience a net drying environment. As we go forward in time, I think we'll see the same kind of scenario play out as we get a little bit later into next week. And so the bottom line here is that we probably are going to need to see some kind of significant precipitation to come along and to help to stimulate a little bit more meaningful precipitation for the region. We do expect to see some rain and thunderstorms to occur overnight tonight and into the day tomorrow in the far northwestern Corn Belt. This will be mostly in portions of eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, and those areas will probably see some hefty amounts of rain, maybe varying from 3/4 of an inch upwards to 1.5 inches, maybe even some local totals over 2 inches. But that precipitation doesn't come anywhere close to our listening area. The earliest opportunity for any kind of showers in the lower Midwest is probably going to come with a cool front that will cut across the region at some point late on Sunday night, more likely on Monday morning, and we'll see some of that shower activity working its way from north to south, coming across northern Illinois during the early part of the day on Monday and working its way southward to the Ohio River by the time we get to Tuesday afternoon. So it's going to be a slow-moving front. Maybe we can get some better rains than what's advertised, but right now it doesn't look like there's going to be very many places that even get a half inch of moisture, and that will be lost to evaporation fairly quickly. Our temperatures are expected to be fairly warm through a big part of the next 7 days, not necessarily excessively hot, but we will have that cooler air mass coming across the region during the first half of next week, and that will help to bring those temperatures down just a bit. Before that happens, though, over the weekend, we will see widespread 80 and some lower 90-degree highs across a fair amount of the region. And as a result of that, of course, we'll be seeing some rapid drying. When we get the frontal system to come through, like I said, I don't think we'll see much more than a half inch of moisture, and many areas won't even get that. If that ends up verifying, then the temperatures will turn cooler behind that. It'll be helpful, but we're obviously not going to have any huge changes in soil moisture as the cooler air comes along. The best news is the humidity will be down. Our nighttime lows will be cooler. That'll give the crop a little bit more rest at night, and we'll also see the afternoon temperatures relax to the 70s and lower 80s during the early to middle part of next week. We'll turn around and bring the ridge back into the western Corn Belt at the end of next week, going into the following weekend, and that'll start heating up things again, especially from Kansas and Missouri into parts of Illinois and northward towards the Canada border. Those lowest temperatures over this weekend that are actually over the first half of next week will actually get down to the 50s and 60s. It'll feel very comfortable at night. You can open those windows back up again and enjoy it for a little while. The bottom line here is that it's going to be still pretty darn dry across a big part of the region. It's not just here. It's the lower Mississippi River Basin area, parts of the interior southeastern U.S., and the central and southern plains. And those folks we'll probably see temperatures in the 90s to over 100 degrees on a regular basis over this next 7 to 10 days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.